This is a mindful meditation practice for letting go, presented by Jessica Israelstam. We begin, as we always do, getting into your meditation posture, lying down or sitting, arms and legs uncrossed, spine relatively straight, without sacrificing your comforts, and ensuring that some part of your body is on a stable, steady surface. For example, if you're sitting on a chair, feeling your feet firmly planted on the ground. You can let your eyes close gently or have them open, but angle your gaze downward and look gently in one general area. Start to settle into this position, allowing for some fidgeting, some movement, as you find what feels right for you right now, for the position of your body. And then when you're ready, begin to notice the movement of your breath, letting it flow at its own rhythm, its own pace. Breathing in and knowing that you're breathing in, breathing out and knowing that you're breathing out. When we practice a breathing meditation, we naturally bring awareness to letting go, because when we exhale, we let go of air. You breathe in, the lungs and chest expand so they can fill with air. And when you breathe out, you let go of that air, the lungs contract. Breathe in and open up. Now breathe out and release. And as you let go, as you exhale, the rest of the body might deflate or shrink down a little as it releases too. See if you can place special focus on the exhaling breath. Really observing in a curious way and an open way. The air flowing out the nose or out the mouth. And out the body. And into the atmosphere around you. Noticing a sense of outward flow. Remembering still to inhale fully. And paying close attention to the air traveling out. Perhaps you can feel or imagine each time you exhale, the air is flowing down the arms and out through the fingertips, down the legs, into the feet, and out through the toes. Flowing out through the top of the head. Flowing out through the pores of the skin. Breathing in, opening up. Breathing out. Releasing. And as you sit or lie here, with the intention to focus on the breath and the outflow, it's quite likely your focus will wander away from here and onto the mind, sounds you're perceiving, thoughts you're having. That's okay. That's natural. Once you become aware of the thinking mind, imagine a gentle hand escorting your attention back to your breathing. No need for judgment. Just come back to the breath. And especially the exhale. Exploring further. Maybe you notice that when you exhale and let go of air, the body also lets go of excess energy or tension. Any bracing it's doing. Any unnecessary tightening or holding. You can scan your body in your mind's eye to see if there are any areas where you seem to be tensing or holding on. Maybe using muscles unnecessarily, or having a posture that feels too rigid. Notice if the shoulders are creeping towards the ears. There's tightness in the jaw. Or sometimes, especially when sitting, we notice that we're tightening the thigh muscles and the quads. Even though we don't need to. Whatever tensing you may notice, first accepting its presence. And then the next time you exhale, imagining or sensing that tension, that holding, that tightening, releasing, softening, dissipating. Breathing in. With awareness of the body, breathing out, softening and releasing. Allowing any bracing. Any tightening to ease up, to release as you exhale. The shoulders fall away from the ears. The jaw muscles soften. The face softens. Leg muscles soften. So that you're not tensing or holding on to anything in the body. And you don't need to be holding on to. Letting it flow out. And as we're practicing unclinging, ungrasping, letting go, we can also practice this with our thoughts. So turning your attention now to that thinking machine in the mind. Bringing some awareness to what sort of content is flowing through the mind right now. Maybe there are sounds around you. Perhaps you notice a reaction to them, curiosity, a judgment, a disliking, maybe some judgments or questions are arising about this mindfulness practice or about yourself as you're doing this practice. You might be having some thoughts about the future, planning, thinking about your to-do list, what you might eat for your next meal, worrying or stressing over something that has yet to happen. Maybe you're having some thoughts about the past, things that have come and gone, conversations you've had, past hurts or pains. Regrets, or just events that have passed by. It's very natural and quite tempting to follow a thought that arises in the mind, to get into the details. And one thought leads to the next. For this practice, though, when you notice a thought arising, see if you can pause and notice what the thought is about instead of continuing it, giving it a label. Present, past, future thought. And aiming to ungrasp, to uncling from the thought. You're letting it be in the mind, but not attaching. Letting the thoughts be. And coming back to a present moment focus. Maybe the body. Maybe the breath. Flowing in. Flowing out. Each time you notice a thought, gaining some awareness of it, but then setting it down, Returning to the present moment. Letting be. And letting go. And each time you exhale, you can use this releasing to assist you in letting go of your thoughts. They might hang around, but you can guide your attention back to the present, back to the breath, exhaling and releasing. Knowing that the only moment that has any real meaning that anything can happen in, that any change can take place in, is the present. The past has gone. The future has yet to happen, and we don't really know what will arise. We can only truly be aware of the here and now. The only moment that matters. And it's okay if you get caught up in a thought. Once you notice, let the breath be your anchor to the present. Let the thought be. Maybe it dissolves or passes like a cloud in the sky. Guide your focus back to the breath. Breathing in with awareness. Breathing out to let go. And feel that letting go each time you exhale. And notice what else releases when you let go of a thought. Maybe some tension dissipates. Maybe some restlessness settles. whatever it is, let go and let be. And as we close this practice, I invite you to take a moment to genuinely thank yourself for doing it, for taking this time for yourself, however the experience has been for you. Bringing awareness and movement back into the limbs, and slowly and gently blinking the eyes open and taking in your surroundings. This has been the Letting Go Mindfulness Meditation by Jessica Israelstam for CBT Psychology for Personal Development.